Hello and welcome to the Restaurant Sales Funnel with Jerry Tarkowski. Matt Plapp, welcome to the Restaurant Marketing Summit. So great privilege to have you. And I'm sure the audience knows all about you. If they don't know about you, I don't know where they've been. So thank you for joining us. You're the CEO and founder of America's Best Restaurants, and why not be the best Australian restaurants as well? And I love your book, The Restaurant Marketing That Works. That's a great book. So that's it. Every restaurant owner should have that book. They should be their Bible and use that every day. But today you're going to look at the power of database and how simply making an impact on 600 people can add six figures to your bottom line. Yep. Now, if that doesn't get people excited, I don't know what will. So, Matt, take it away.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and I love it, Neil. We need to get Australia's best restaurants. I got to get down there one day. I can't wait till all the stuff's over. I can come down and visit. Yeah, like you said, I'm the CEO of America's Best Restaurants. I've been in marketing since 1999. That's when I did my first marketing campaigns back in the day. I was in radio, but I also built a business virtually. We built a boat dealership selling boats online in 1999. And it was kind of comical. I didn't know a whole lot about the internet. I just knew it was there. I knew it was an opportunity. And me and my dad and brother wanted to start a business together. And we said, you know what? Let's buy this website name and let's figure out how to build a website. And it grew to a $15 million a year, three location boat dealership. And then flash forward many years later, I learned a lot about the internet and started a consulting firm in 2008. And then 2015, we decided to go from being a local regional marketing firm to a national firm. And America's Best Restaurants was born over the following couple of years. And this past couple of years, it's been amazing. We've got three divisions of our company. One part of our company is a marketing services company. We kind of act as a at-large marketing department for independent restaurants, because the independent restaurants in America, and I'm sure where you're at, are at a disadvantage. They don't have the money, they don't have the branding, they don't have the power. And so we act as that. And then we have a software that we use within there for our clients called Database Dynamite. And then the other side is we have a media company where we travel the country. We have right now five crews on two vans that travel the United States and film micro episodes of, hey, what's your restaurant about? It's America's Best Restaurant. We're at one of them. Tell me where we're at. And so we have a unique advantage in that we get to see a lot. I've got some stats I'm going to talk about today that aren't just pulled out of the air. Mm-hmm. They are a survey that we take. When we go on site at restaurants, we survey multiple things to understand what they're taking the bull by the horns and getting data. Because at the end of the day, data is what it takes to get people to come back. You know, my next book I've got coming out is called, and one of the working titles is Outspend or Outsmart. You know, in America, I was in Georgia the other day, down there for Christmas for a football camp my son had. And I'm looking at it, and there's a Chick-fil-A. Do you guys have Chick-fil-A in Australia?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay. So they're crazy here. And there's a Chick-fil-A with double drive-thrus with cars 40 feet down the street. I mean, probably longer. They're everywhere. Probably had to be 50 cars on each side of this damn drive-thru. Meanwhile, there's independents all around that are ghost towns. And so when I talk to restaurants, I mean, you got two choices. You either need to decide that you're going to invest and outspend Chick-fil-A, which is going to be a losing battle because you can't outspend them financially. You can't get the brand equity they have, but you can outsmart them. And outsmarting comes with getting data. So I want to drop some stats on you. Now, these are the United States, but I'm going to guess it's probably pretty similar everywhere because it's the mindset. Yeah. We have six questions, and we have americasbestrestaurants.com/stats. And if you go to that page, you'll see a video. It's 6 minutes long. It tells about it. It's a page that we haven't published. It's published, but it's not on a menu anywhere. It's not marketed much because it's a new thing that we've used internally. And we use this internally so that our team can tell our customers, hey, you're not alone. Nobody is doing the right things. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you put in place a little of this. I'll just give you the stats. So the first thing we do is we look at it and we say, are they using their website to gather customer data? If I go to your website, is there an intrusive way that it says, give me your name, give me your phone number, give me your visit frequency, give me your email, give me your birthday? 43% have something. So that's not bad. Half the restaurants have something on their site gathering data. The next step is, are they doing it in store? And this is the part that crushes me. I don't know how it is where you're at, but in the States, when I go to a restaurant, they have two things on mind. They get my order and they get my money. And they don't ask for anything else. Like they don't, we're getting ready to put in place a new tactic where we do these guessing contests. Like they're in here today doing a photo shoot with different stock stuff. And we give restaurants the ability to do some really cool social media campaigns to get 500, 600, 700 comments on it. And one of the things we're doing is we're creating a kit that restaurants will get that, if you can imagine, this is a picture of gummy bears that the server can walk up to the table and go, "Hey, how many gummy bears? What do you think?" And they'll be like, 300. Do me a favor, scan the QR code that's on here. It's going to take you to a Facebook post, put your guest there, and that's going to get you entered to win a $25 gift card. And by the way, that's going to fire some automation in Messenger that's going to ask you a couple questions and give you a free offer for your next visit. So now you just had a valuable table touch. You had a conversation. It was fun. People smiled. They went to Facebook and engaged, and then they went in the automation and gave you data. So right now in the States, 90% of restaurants aren't doing anything. So there's nothing in store that even has a tactic. And then of those, of the 100%, 95% aren't even asking. The next part is social media engagement. You go to their Facebook page, it's a ghost town. There's like tumbleweeds blowing across the wall. And that's not on accident. That's because the postings they're making aren't relevant to their audience. And so Facebook sees that people aren't engaging, so they just turn the water off. And then the last part is utilizing email and text automation. And then one of the parts in there is mobile website. So 87% have a mobile website. But the last part of it is, okay, you're not asking for data on your website. You're not asking for data in your restaurant, but you invested in a mobile-friendly website. Why? If you believe in the internet, why don't you believe in using it correctly? And so that's a big thing with us. And so what I like to talk about is people think that they have to have this huge footprint. They have to do this. They got to have 20,000 people on an email list. I had a guy the other day, I want to get 20,000 fans on my Facebook page. I said, why? You want to have 20,000 that don't do anything? And I told him, I said, I want to give you a number. And this is where this kind of came from, because he told me, he said, that's BS. I said, all you need to do is cultivate 600 relationships the next 12 months. He goes, what do you mean? I said, over the next 12 months, I want you to work your butt off, and this isn't very hard, and get information from 200 new customers, frequent customers, and lost customers. Because that's one thing we do in our system is when somebody gives us their information, their email, their phone number, their birthday, one of the first questions we ask them is, have you been to the restaurant before? And if you have, how frequently do you visit? And it says, I've never been. I come weekly. I come every few weeks. I haven't been in a while, but I've come. So now we know that you're brand new, you haven't been in a while, you're lost, or you're somebody that comes all the time. You can cater the conversation. But what we figured out is that 600 people, so you take 200 new people. For a restaurant here in the States that's fast casual or casual dining, 15 visits is pretty easy. So let's just do 10 visits because it's a round number. So 10 visits, 200 customers, that's 2,000 visits. And say I'm a lost customer. I'm already predisposed to your brand. I probably quit coming because of maybe traffic patterns changed. I didn't see your marketing lately. I forgot about you. There's a lot of competition. I mean, Sydney, there's tens of thousands of restaurant choices within an hour of every direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People forget. And so now you got 200 people that quit coming, but you found them online or in store because they came one day with their friend for lunch. You get their data and you know they're a lost customer. So your goal is to get those 200 people back 10 times. And then now the ultimate, the coveted, everybody wants new customers. They want new customers because they ignore the people that already come. Mm-hmm. So now they want to get 200 new customers data. Those 200 people are pretty easy. If your food doesn't suck, your service doesn't suck, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to get them back 10 times a year. So that's 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. That's 6,000 visits. Well, if your restaurant's got an average check of $30, that's $180,000 in gross revenue. Well, when you're gathering this data and you're using the database correctly, and I'll talk about that in a second, but you're using the database correctly and you're talking to people on a consistent basis. So you might take a tactic, like one of our goals is trying to get our clients to gather 90 people a week. So 90 people a week, 30 in store, 30 online, and 30 in social media. So 30 come through your website, 30 walk in your door, and 30 on Facebook and Instagram. Well, most restaurants have 500, 600, 700 people a week come in. Get 30 of them to give your data. I mean, you could fall over and get 30 people. You could drop a business card and somebody pick it up. So it's not very many. But when you get those 90 people a week times 52 weeks, let me get my trusty calculator out here because I did cheat a lot in school growing up, so I might not know the math. So 90 people a week at 52 weeks a year is 4,680 people. You need to influence 600 of them at a high level. That's 13% or so. So you're going to, people are going to, if 5,000 or so people are going to give you their data, it shouldn't be hard to influence 13%. And so that's where it comes from. Like that 180 grand in sales I talked about, you already have your rent, your water, your electric, your team's already there. Your only cost that you're adding to it is your marketing and your food cost. And so in the States, 30% is what most people are running. You got 180 grand in sales. You got 30,000 in food costs. It's just 50 or so thousand dollars. You're down to 130 grand. Let's say it cost you 15 to 20 grand to do this marketing. Now you have $110,000 in net profit because you did three things. You asked people for their information. You got their information and then you used it correctly.
Using it correctly is the key, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I had a Volkswagen Karmann Ghia in high school that I locked the engine up on twice because I forgot to put oil in the engine. And my dad about killed me. I didn't use it correctly. I had the car. I didn't put oil in the engine because this thing leaked oil. I drove to down I-71 to go to Perry Park to see my parents and it locks up and it's smoking everywhere. I didn't use it correctly. And what I mean by using it correctly, let's just use email, for example. There's restaurants that I subscribe to that 52 weeks a year, they will email me something about their restaurant. One of them is a restaurant down the street that I use all the time that I like a lot. It's called Barleycorns. And in the past, they just got new ownership, so I haven't seen what they're doing yet. But the prior owners, 52 weeks a year, they would email me something about Barleycorns. Well, I go every week. I go every week or two. I don't need to know about Barleycorns food. I already know it. I'm a frequent customer. I mean, during the pandemic, because they had dine-in closed, we would eat our food in the car. We wouldn't want to go home. We'd drive there, get our food. We wanted to support a local business, an independent restaurant. We would eat the food in the parking lot in the car. I don't need them to email me about a new menu. I don't give a crap. I just need to be reminded that they exist. And so what I look at with good content, I'm a frequent customer. Last March or last April, and we'll do it again this April. Last April, April 5th to be exact, we launched our Mother's Day campaigns for all of our clients. Mother's Day in the United States is the first Sunday of May. And we had the campaign was, we're not celebrating moms for a day, we're celebrating them for a month. And so we would send in, we made a Facebook post and we directed traffic from that the email and text to the Facebook post. And the concept of it was simple. There was no mention of eating at the restaurant. It was targeted to frequent women. Sorry, I got my alarm set that I'm supposed to be on this call with you. Apparently, I didn't turn it off. So I'm here. Just got to tell myself I'm here.
I'll just give you a tick. You're here. Yep. Okay.
So these frequent women. So a couple of things I'm going to unpack here. Number one, when we sent this email out, we looked at the database. So we got men and women. Women are much more emotionally connected and going to respond in a correct manner than men. So we eliminated men and said women. Then we looked at new, lost, and frequent. Well, new people, they don't give a crap. They haven't been to your restaurant yet. They don't really care. The lost customers, lost interest, haven't been. So we want to go for the low-hanging fruit, which is the frequent women. So this client, one client in particular, had about 800 women that had told us when they joined her database that they were new or frequent. And we already didn't hear up their gender because it comes through Facebook and Instagram as a female. So we emailed about 800 face women and said, hey, wait, ladies, click below, go to Facebook and comment on this post to tell us a special memory about you and your mom for to celebrate Mother's Day next month. We're going to randomly pick one winner to win a Mother's Day contest prize. She had like 248 women go there. The email had a 50% open rate. It had a 30-something percent click-through rate. The text message that went, because we do a thing called smart texting, smart marketing, smart texting, that if they don't open the email, they get a text the next day. If they do open the email, we don't text them because they've already seen it. And if they didn't take an action, there it is. But we had like, I think it was like 49 or 50% click-through rate on the text message, which is huge. And the Facebook post ended up getting like 250 to 300 or so comments. And they weren't just, I love my mom. They were, I love my mom. She's very special. She raised three strong kids. She took care of my dad when he got old. I mean, these were like paragraphs. And so the reason I bring that up is that it would have been just as easy for that restaurant to send a bullcrap email and go, hey, guess what? Mother's Day, come eat. Yeah. Well, no, duh. I mean, that's what happens.
I mean, you're hitting the emotions.
Yeah, you're hitting the emotions. You're getting them to engage. You're getting them to open. Because what happens, let's just use the number of 1,000. Let's say you have 1,000 email addresses January 1st, and you don't do anything to collect any all year long. And you do your first email January 1st, and you get a 40% open rate, which is what's going to happen because nobody's gotten an email from you. It's new. It's fresh. Well, if you continue to send crappy emails, basically what I say, puking on your customers about your restaurant, for 52 weeks, your 1,000 email list is going to go down to about 600. And this is not just guessing. I've worked on this stuff since the 90s. And we've worked with, I used to speak for a company called Constant Contact in the United States. I know email stats. That list will shrink by 40% in 12 months by you doing what everybody does. So now you got 600 instead of 1,000. Well, the other element is your open rate's going to go from 40 to 10. At a restaurant today with 16 locations, I think she said they have an average of 8% open rate on their emails. And so now you went from reaching 40% of 1,400 to the end of the year, you're getting 10% of 600, you're getting 60 people. What's happened is you've lost their attention. You have failed to retain their attention. When you don't retain their attention, they quit eating at your restaurant. And so if you can keep your open rates high and you can keep your engagement high and you can keep growing your list, you grow 90. It's the second week of January. You spend every week the next 12 months, 11 and a half months, adding 90 people to your database. You're going to grow to about a 5,000 person list. And then you don't bastardize your email and send people emails every week about you. You do them every other week. You mix in some stuff about Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know, we had one in November that did really well. That was Thanksgiving. And it was, what's your favorite side? It's a crazy American holiday here that everybody loves. I mean, I pig out like you wouldn't believe. But the email went out saying, hey, go to Facebook. Let us know your favorite Thanksgiving side. I had one client I looked at the other day, 700 comments. The email open rate was 60 something percent. The click through was enormous. And it's like, you know what? That's 60%. Now they've got a list of 5,000 that got that. And we got 60% open rates. All you need to do is impact 600 people a year. And if you keep having high open rates, high engagement, high attention span, like they're engaging on Facebook, that's what happens. The problem is, as I showed you on those stats, if you want to look at it, it's americasbestrestaurants.com/stats. It's got a live ticker on there. Whenever my team goes in the restaurants, they survey that and put it on a form and it reports it there. They aren't doing it. And so if you literally just be a little different and have conversations with your tables, ask them for in a polite manner. Don't walk up and go, hey, you don't want to give me your email, do you? The boss says we need it. So walk up and say, bro, our pecan pie is like, what's the big food in Australia that we probably don't eat here in the States? Or what's the big thing there?
Oh, yeah, pizza's a big, pasta, Thai food, very big.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had Thai food yesterday, actually. I had chicken pad Thai, extra chicken, number 4, spicy, no veggies. It was legit. Place called Mai Thai at the street. If my server would have walked over and said, Matt, bro, are you going to lick the plate? You cleaned it off and it was delicious. Hey, I want to do something crazy for you. Scan this QR code. This is going to give you a free order of pot stickers your next visit or dumplings. You scan it. They ask you 5 questions, your name, email, phone. We won't spam you. You're going to get some VIP offers for being on our list and you're going to love it. I'm going to be like, hell yeah. And I'm going to scan it and I'm going to answer the 5 questions. And within a week, I'm going to walk back in there and get my free pot stickers. And now they've got my data. Yes, they gave me a $2 food cost item for free. Oh, shit, the world's going to end. And I'm going to walk back in there the week after, the week after, the week after, because they've got my information and they now have the ability to invite me back. So that's my spiel. That's my goal. My goal is to save the world one independent restaurant at a time. You know, this I'm in the process of the next 2 weeks planning out a road trip. We already travel a lot, as you've probably seen if you follow me online. I'm all over the place. I leave tomorrow for Orlando. I leave Wednesday for Miami. I got to go to Idaho, Arizona, Arkansas. And I just found out Detroit, Michigan. I got my camera guy over here. We're going to go to Detroit in a couple of weeks. But
You're like a rock and roll star, aren't you?
Well, I've got this vision for this year that I want to reach, because I originally said 52, one a week, 52. Then I looked at my stat and said, okay, I'm telling restaurants they need to meet 90 customers a week. I'm going to do 90 events. I want to do 90 events and average 90 restaurants over the next 50 weeks. And I want to tell them the story of how you can outspend or outsmart. And I can tell you, the cool thing about it is the Chick-fil-A's of the world, they aren't doing these tactics either. Like the chain restaurants in the States, the big boys, the people with the money, they're throwing out shotgun money. They're on radio and TV, and they're boosting Facebook posts for $1,000 a day. They're doing stuff that just is shotgun. So they're outspending you, but they're not getting data. They're not getting emails, they're not getting texts. They suck. They're worse than anybody at email marketing in the States. They got a 23-year-old who just got out of college, who has no clue about marketing, and they're just typing away at emails every week. There's a brand in the States called Dickie's Barbecue. I get a text message every 2 to 3 days about eating barbecue. And I'm like, do you think I'm 500 pounds? Like, do you think I want barbecue every other day? Like, my gosh, I just keep it because I think it's funny. I bet 9 out of 10 customers opted out. And so, yeah, my goal this year is to get around the States and eventually one day overseas. But the new books later this year is going to be called, Outspend or Outsmart. You know, the key to small business. We're going to have two versions, a small business one and a restaurant one, because restaurants are what I do. But I think there's a market that businesses need to know that you've got to control the conversation and you've got to talk to your customers on their terms, not yours. And it's easy in the States. I mean, shit, there's the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks in the United States. There's Valentine's in a month. We got all sorts of made up holidays. You got Valentine's, we got Sweetest Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, July 4th, Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas, Hanukkah. We got all this stuff, valid holidays and made up ones like Sweetest Day that you could easily talk to your customers about. And instead of going, hey, come eat at my restaurant, talk to them. Hey, Sweetest Day is next month. Which you guys don't have that, do you? I think it was literally a holiday made up. It said, hey, Valentine's in February. Let's do a fake Valentine's called Sweetest Day in September. I think that's when it ends up in October. But you can literally send an email out or text and go, hey, it's Sweetest Day. I'm the owner, Matt. This is my sweetie, Christy. Go to Facebook or Instagram and show me a picture of your sweetie. I'm going to give one of you a VIP dinner with wine at the restaurant on me. Happy Sweetest Day. Nobody does it though.
Yeah. So it's not only important to get those contact details, but you have to interact with them. You have to have a conversation with them.
Yeah. I mean, my dad gave me the Volkswagen Karmann Ghia when I was 16. He gave me the car keys. He showed me how to drive a four speed. I'm the one that didn't put oil in the engine. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
We can give the restaurants tools to gather data, give them ideas to gather data. You got to use it correctly. Don't abuse it. Don't spam the hell out of people. Create conversations. Conversations are the new currency. If you can get people to talk to you and with you, you'll win. If you continue to talk at them and tell them how great your wings are. I saw a thing the other day at this restaurant. So we have awesome wings. I'm like, would you tell me if you had shitty ones? Like, do you have a commercial that you did that didn't work? Like, we have terrible wings. Don't come.
It might work, who knows?
I did see a funny one in New York one time where a guy had a sandwich board that said, according to Mike, the worst Reuben in New York. And it had thanks, Mike, from Yelp. And it was pretty funny. But
Matt, that's amazing. Look, how can the restaurant owners get in contact with you?
Yeah, so my website's mattplapp.com. And there's a sign, by the way. It's kind of funny. This was from 2018 at a conference where the guy was talking about the problem with businesses is that people don't know the businesses enough. And if they don't know you enough, people don't work with you. Well, one of my buddies in the crowd thought it'd be funny to let him know that he knows Matt Plapp. And so he made a sign called I Know Matt Plapp, and I've kept it for going on 4 years now to remind myself that my goal is to make sure that the people who need help know who the heck I am. And the restaurants are the same way. You're fortunate. People eat 3 to 4 to 5 times a day in some places. They need your help. They need to know who you are. So I'm easy to find, mattplapp.com. It's P as in Pittsburgh, L-A-P-P as in Pittsburgh.com. You can go there and it links to my different brands, links to talk to me. I'm a pretty open guy. My email is matt@mattplapp.com. My whole vision is helping restaurants find more customers and keep them.
Matt, fantastic. That was a great strategies there to help the restaurants. And I'm sure some of those restaurant owners will want to have a chat with you and help them to grow their business on some very, very difficult times at the moment. So thank you for this. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I appreciate having me on.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.